is Tuesday, October the 20th, 2009, and this is Masterworks Healing Membership Site Prayer Circle. We're going to start this prayer circle today by just finding our moment, finding this very moment. Slowing down our breath. Feeling the now. Slowly slowing down our rhythm of thoughts, our rhythm of non-thoughts, and being right here, right now, in this moment, where we know that all is well, always. In every single moment, all is well. And we hold that place of all is well as we move into this prayer circle. And we're going to start with Linda Mickle's request from Tuesday. I guess that was last week. We missed this one. And I just became aware of this today, so it's perfect. This is a prayer request for those affected by the Spiritual Warrior Sweat Lodge incident in Sedona, Arizona last week. Kirby Brown, James Shore, and now there's another person that passed away. And there's about a dozen that are in the hospital that are ill. So this has been a big life challenge for everyone involved, and it's a big challenge for anyone who is familiar with James Ray and his work, and all of us in this community, in the community of those who are searching for answers, who are looking to evolve and move forward. This is not a step backward. This is a perfect divine emanation. We don't understand how or why. We just know that it is, and because it is, all is well. There are some agreements here. I want you to feel into this. There are agreements between different individuals to have this experience, and different individuals to leave, and different individuals to be at the focus of this. There was agreement before we even came to this planet to have these interesting adventures. And the opportunity now is for us to hold everyone in a place of the perfection of who they are and the light of who they are. Let's start with James and his staff. James Ray and his staff, and we just hold them right now, despite the fact that it's a scary place. We see the perfection of the moment. We see and see their light. We see and see their light, that they are connected with source energy. And they are expressing that source energy in everything they do, even if it looks different than what we would think would be good. And we just, there we go. We see them as the light that they are, all of them. We hold them as that light. We know that light is real and true. We know that that is all there is, despite human perceptions, that all there is here is light and love and joy. And the opportunity for us to use these moments of compression, in this instance, a very big, huge moment of compression, to move many of us in a new direction. And we just hold the perfection of that plan, of that direction, of that movement as real. And we hold James and his staff as that light. We hold James and his staff as that light. We move past judgment into that place of knowing that is within each of our hearts. And in that place of absolute knowing, no one has misbehaved here. It all just is. And we hold the families of the victims in our hearts and our minds, knowing this is a challenging time for them, allowing them the space for grief, And we hold those, their family and friends, as the light that they are. Again, they are the divine emanation of source energy moving through the world. And there's a dance that's occurring right now between a group of people that's somehow perfect. We don't know how or why. And we hold this dance in our hearts and mind as a perfect unifying moment in some way, strange way. And we thank everyone involved for their role. And we love all of them. And we just hold all of them in our hearts and minds. There we go, at this moment. Allowing the truth of their feelings to come through. Allowing the truth of who they are to come through. And as we see their light, they can see their light. As we appreciate the dance that's unfolding, they have an opportunity to move into a place of balance within all of it. It may not be immediately, but the opportunity's there. As we see that opportunity, they have the chance to see it and seize it as well. And we hold those who are in hospital, who are suffering still. We hold them as the light that they are, knowing that they are in an interesting dance as well. And we see each of their bodies being held in light. And we just appreciate their bodies, and we know their bodies know exactly what to do. And we experience the all the range of emotions that are there. And all of them are fine and good. And we just hold them and say, yes, that's a good emotion. Feel that. Allow that. That's it. Oh, that creates flow. And as that flow is created, and we as we see that beautiful dance of emotion, and we watch that move through them. There we go. And we see that light that they are. And we appreciate that remarkable bodies that they have. And we hold each of their bodies as this beautiful, perfect dance. And the body's natural healing intelligence can now take over. And everybody knows exactly what to do when we watch that beautiful dance and know it. Appreciate it. And as we appreciate it, it feels the appreciation and expands. And more and more and more energy and balance and wholeness is brought forth in this moment to these individuals. And we thank them for their journey and for sharing their journey with us. As we can see the perfection of their dance, we know that our dance is also in perfect order. And we hold everyone involved in this incident, including the reporters that are reporting on it, as light and love. Yeah. And there's a calming that's happening. As we see the balance is felt and experienced and known, which creates balance. And we just hold all of it as perfect. We just send beautiful streams of heartfelt love to all involved. And so it is. This is probably going to be a long prayer circle today, folks. So we have a prayer for Cecilia. Rose. So we're going to hold Cecilia as the light that she is. She's having a traumatic time in her life, which has brought fear and depression. And we just see the light. And in that light that she is, there is no fear, there is no depression, there is only light. That's all that there ever has been or is. And we see that there can be movement in depression, but there's an opportunity to leverage and use that depression to move into something greater. And these darker moments in our life show up to show us a path and a way of moving into a different form of balance. And we hold that balance to be true for Cecilia. We see her as the light that she is. No more, no less. Full operating light. And as we see that light and just, oh, it's so beautiful, appreciate that light, we see that there is an opportunity for Cecilia to also experience the light that she is, and that's all that's needed to shine light into these dark places. That's all. Just to know the light that we are. And as we see it and appreciate it, it bubbles up into consciousness. And there is an opportunity for that to be experienced fully by Cecilia. Move out of that darker place. And that darker place supports the healing. That's why it's there. And we just hold her as that light again. And so it is. Linda has another request for Jessica Stewart, her 25-year-old niece who's living with so many challenges, heart failure. Soon need a heart transplant from a viral infection when she was 20. Bulimia, genetic kidney disease, depression, and denial of how all these medical problems affect her physically and emotionally. She wants to live like any healthy 25-year-old. Her body isn't able to manage that level of energy. So let's just feel Jessica Stewart. Let's just see her and feel her and see the light that she is. There she is. And she made some interesting choices before she came to this planet to experiment with some things, with emotions. And she made some agreements with her family to experiment with things, to create opportunities for them to move into places of balance and evolution and deepening. And as we see that perfection of that dance, and we know that that's what everyone chose and that it's perfect, that Jessica is not misbehaving. No one is. Her body is not misbehaving. That there's a perfect order and dance to all of this, and as we see that and appreciate it, it takes the heavy, wet blanket off the situation and moves it to a place of just life. And as we see life unfolding for everyone involved, we see that Jessica's playing her role beautifully. She's experimenting with things beautifully. And now we hold her beautiful body as the perfection that it is, helping her on this dance. Ah, oh, that's beautiful body. Thank you so much, gorgeous Jessica Stewart body, for being present and answering her beliefs, showing up as you've shown up, and as we appreciate that gorgeous, beautiful body and what it's doing and the natural healing intelligence that is there, those cells start to wake up, vibrate. Vibrate a little higher, a little higher, a little higher. And as we see that beautiful dance, we can see the perfection of all of this. And there's an opportunity here for Jessica to move into a new place if she chooses. This may be the right time, it may not. And she gets to choose if she wants to stay on the planet. And all of it is perfect. And we thank her for sharing that remarkable journey with us and her courage in choosing this journey. And we just love you, Jessica. Love you. Love that beautiful light that's you. There you are. And as she feels that appreciation, there's an opportunity. Her cells are choosing. They're reminding her of what health and wholeness might feel like. And she may just choose it. And we hold her as that perfect decision. Whatever she chooses is perfect. There may be more to do on this planet. And she may just choose that. And there may be opportunities for her to share her story. And we love this story. We love this soul and this body. Thank you, Jessica. And Victoria. So her daughter Bridget was admitted to Denver's Children's Hospital. That was last Tuesday. So she'll be there for a week. She's got cystic fibrosis. So she may have a, she's going on a drug treatment. Okay, so let's just hold Bridget and Victoria in our hearts and our minds. And we see the perfect dance of their life together and this interesting life adventure that Bridget chose. And we just say, yes, we see you. We see the light that you are, this beautiful, bright light. And we hold her as this beautiful, bright light. And we thank her for showing up as this beautiful, bright light. And for Victoria as the caregiver of this light. And for her courage and strength. And we see both of them on this remarkable journey. And we hold both of them in our hearts and minds as love. And we just see Bridget's body, knowing what to do. Her perfect body is taking in the drugs and using exactly what's needed and dispensing with the rest. We see her experience in the hospital as one of support and love, receiving what she needs. We see the support and love that's available for Victoria as well. And we hope both of them as this beautiful, gorgeous light that they are. And we thank them for this light. And we see that light grow as we appreciate that beautiful light. We see the light grow. We know the light to be true and real. And it's so beautiful. And that light grows. And as that light grows, it creates waves of new health and wholeness that's available here now for Bridget. There she is, yes. And she's feeling it now. And as she feels it, she feels such a shift and a change and something new, a new remembering of health and wholeness. And now that opens the space for the blueprint. The perfect blueprint of divine health and wholeness moves into her body. Easily, gently moves in. Kind of snaps into place in a gentle, elegant way. And it allows her to feel health and wholeness and what that might feel like. And we watch that grow. We watch that remembering create remembering, and we watch that new blueprint that's there as the cells bump into it. They remember. There's a vibrational remembrance that's available here, creating possibilities, new possibilities of balance. And we just hold both of them as the love that they are, and thank you for showing us your light. Okay. So we've got Tara Berner has a request for daughter who's 13 and stresses over everything to the point of making herself sick. She won't look, see positive, nor change her mind. Prefers to be pessimistic. Okay, so let's just look at beautiful, Tara's beautiful daughter. there she is. there she is, that beautiful light. Oh, powerful, powerful being, powerful being. And we just see that beautiful light that she is, and we recognize that light. We see the divine in that light. And we see the powerful being that she is. And we see that she came down with a powerful life plant, and she wants to get to it. And that the energy surges that she's going through her hormones, matched with her very big plan for life, creates interesting energies in the world. And we see this, and we know that there's an opportunity here for her, that she's kind of created this for herself so that she can move through it, experience it, move on to something different. It's a nice moment of contrast for her that she's really been wanting to create. And we hold her as the truth of that, that all is well, even when she's stressing, even when she's making herself sick, even when she's pessimistic. She's experimenting. And the hormones are adding, contributing to that experimentation. And we know that she's fine. She'll figure it out. And as we see that and know that to be true, and we see the truth of the light that she is, and we don't stress about out about her stressing out, there's an opening there, an opening to find a little bit more peace, a little bit more calm. And we see that opening, and we see that energy of peace and calm flowing through her body, and at any point in time, she can tap into it. It's a choice. And now that we appreciate her experience and know that she's not misbehaving and she's doing everything for a reason, and we've also recognized that and appreciated her energy field of calm and presence and power that's there, she has the opportunity to see that and feel it and experience it even more and make some choices if she wants, into contrast and out of contrast. And we just thank that beautiful 13-year-old for being the little powerhouse and intelligent and courageous that she is. And thank you for showing us. And as we appreciate again, it creates openings. Thank you, Tara. Okay. Okay, so Mary's older brother, David Hawkins, had open heart surgery last week. So I've been doing a tremendous amount of work with him. So let's just in this moment take what the work that I've been doing, I guess the play that I've been doing, and he's doing just fine. He's actually doing miraculously well. People are amazed at how well he is doing. So let's just hold David Hawkins as the light that he is. And we just see the beautiful scars that are now on his body that are a representation of health that he's now achieving. And we thank his beautiful body for figuring it out in plenty of time to take care of it. Thank you, gorgeous body of David Hawkins. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, beautiful body of David Hawkins, for figuring it out, getting yourself in there, and allowing the doctors to work their miracles. And thank you, body, as it's in recovery, and the tissues that are in recovery, the tissues that have been moved around and shoved around and cut. Thank you for your contribution to health. And as we thank them and feel the appreciation for this marvelous body, knowing exactly what to do, giving him the right cues so that he'll pay attention to get something looked after. It's perfect, and we thank the body. Thank you, body. And as we thank that beautiful body, it feels that beautiful appreciation. It feels that beautiful appreciation. And as it does so, the perfect memories of health and wholeness are available and take over. The appreciation creates the opening for the light. And that light opens up right now and moves this beautiful body into full recovery. And so it is. So we're going to hold Panita's dad. I think she mentioned that he had... Okay. So he's already had the surgery, he's out, and we're just going to hold him in a place of recovery like we just did with David. So we hold Harold, beautiful Harold, there he is, that beautiful man of light. And we just hold him as the light that he is. And we see him as the light that he is. And we know that whatever his body is experiencing, it's allowing him to potentially move into a place of order. And we thank his gorgeous body for knowing exactly what to do. We see the light that his body emanates. And we just hold him as the light and love that he is. There he is. Beautiful Harold, 83. Had an amazing, juicy life adventure. And we thank his beautiful body for really doing a good job for him all these years. Thank you. Oh, there we go. And I don't know if you felt that, but there's this beautiful shift just by us appreciating him. Just by us appreciating him. And his beautiful body. His body just gets to say, "Ooh, yeah, I know what to do." And we say, "You sure do. You know what to do. Go do it." And that beautiful natural healing intelligence takes over. And we see the anxiety levels being reduced as the appreciation takes hold and the vibration of the appreciation moves in and reminds the cells of who they really are and what their purpose is. And as we see that the compartmentalization of the body starts to open up and there starts to be communication now between the organs and the systems, allowing any of the surgery now, the post-surgery things, the anesthetic is able to leave, the sutures are able to heal well, the body is communicating that the stress is reduced, allowing better flow in the digestive system, and everything is communicating now in a gentle, beautiful, graceful way. And there's grace within this body here now. Grace. And so it is. Okay. All right. So we're going to actually hold that prayer for Thursday, that from Adanya. It's not an urgent prayer, and it feels like we've got so much on our plate today that we're going to just move that one over to Thursday. Wayne Diamond. So Wayne is about to make his transition. And we just hold Wayne. Yep, there he is. We just hold Wayne as the love that he is, knowing that he's going to be leaving us soon. And we just thank him for his journey and his light and how his light has changed so many lives. Thank you, Wayne. Thank you, Wayne's beautiful body, for knowing exactly what to do in this moment of transition. Thank you, beautiful Wayne. What a beautiful spirit. And we know that there's some sadness and grief. And we also feel that he's ready. And we know that all is well. He's ready. He's readied his families and friends. And he will be a powerful player on the other side. And we just thank beautiful Wayne for hanging out with us on this life's journey. Okay, so we're going to hold Deborah Fox in our hearts and minds in this moment. And we know that all is well here. Once again, there's maybe some fear and maybe a little darkness, but that darkness is simply a preparation for the light. If we did not have darkness, there would be no light to show us what darkness is. There would be no darkness to show us what light is. Darkness shows us the light. And the opportunity now is for all of us to move from a place of despair. It's a very simple change in the angle of our perception. And move into seeing the light and the opportunities. To start knowing that we are light. And the darkness is not real. It's not who we are. We are the light. We are the love. And as we see the light that is Deborah, it's clear. That that's all there is here, is light. Power and truth. And any of those thoughts that are other than that, unnecessary, not real, not the truth. The opportunity here now as we see this beautiful light that is Deborah and as we know that this light is real and true. And Deborah gets to see that that is true as well. And that's all there is. There is only light. And as we see that light grows. As we appreciate that light grows. Where we throw our attention into that light grows and expands for Deborah and for all of us. And so it is. Okay, so we're going to do a prayer for Margaret. Margaret is healed, whole, and healthy, standing in the knowing that her higher self is always with me as she steps into the next higher evolution of her becoming. She is safe, wrapped in love and light. That feels good. That feels real good. So let's just go with that, with Margaret. She is healed, whole, and healthy, standing in the knowing that her higher self is with her, and she steps through that knowingness into the next higher evolution of becoming. And as she steps with that knowingness, she is saved. And not only is she wrapped in love and light, she is love and light, and it emanates from every aspect of her being. She has claimed this, and we claim this for her. We see this for her. We see this light that she is, and we see this beautiful body of Margaret's, finding that place of balance and health and wholeness. And as we see and appreciate that balance and health and wholeness, the body remembers even more. And the body says, oh, I remember. And those cells move in remembrance, bumping into their neighbors, creating new moments of remembrance, expansion and flow. And we hold that as the absolute truth of Margaret. And we see that natural healing intelligence takes over and says, yep, okay, got it. Got this one. And thank you, Margaret. Thank you, Margaret, for claiming this. What a beautiful prayer you gave us today. Thank you. Okay, we move on to Val, her sister Judy. Judy needs to experience. Judy doesn't need anything. Judy gets to have the experience of her love, of herself. Yeah. She would seek the help she needs so she can help heal and move forward. Okay, so let's just hold beautiful Judy. Let's just hold her as the love that she is. And Val, there is no disrespect intended, but when we say someone needs something, you know, we don't know. We don't know what anyone needs. They're the only one that does. So we just hold Judy as the beautiful light that she is, knowing that she's on this interesting, juicy life adventure, and she's made some choices to explore some things. And one of the things she's exploring is love. And when we explore the highest essence of something, we also usually explore the lowest essence of the same thing. And Judy's life adventure is about exploring the yin and yang of love. Highest levels of love and the lowest levels of non-love. And as we trust that she knows her journey, and we hold her as a perfect emanation of that journey, and we see that she is in fact only love, and she's chosen this human form to experiment with that, we just say, thank you, Judy. Thank you for having the courage to move through this life exploring these things. And through your exploration, through the light and the dark of love, you're also sharing with your friends and family that question, that exploration, that excavation forcing those who love you to move through that path with you. And that's part of our juicy life adventure. And we thank Judy for holding up her end. Thank you, beautiful Judy. Thank you, Judy. We see you, Judy. We see you and we feel you and we love you. We know that you are love. And we allow Judy to experience what she needs to experience from this energy that we are now appreciating of her. She chooses to incorporate that energy within her. She chooses to block some of that energy. And all is perfect. Because we know the truth of Judy. Judy is love. And we love her. How could you not? This perfect divine child of God. Thank you, Judy, for showing us your gorgeous light. For showing us your courageous journey. Thank you, Judy. We are holding you in our hearts and minds as the love that you are. And we see that beautiful body, hearing that appreciation, experiencing that appreciation. We see and sense your soul experiencing that love, experiencing that appreciation. And it creates an opening. If there's an opening that's been created, and there's a choice that's available within that opening to find a deepening within this quest for love, opening for love. And so it is. And we move to Nicole. Her husband, George, prostate cancer operation, he's better now. So let's just hold beautiful George. There he is, husband of Nicole. He's made it through his operation and he's doing well. And we just hold him. Oh, yeah, such gratitude there. Yes, thank you, George. What a beautiful soul. Oh, we just see that beautiful light, that honorable man. And we see that whatever was done with the surgery is taking well. And we see we thank the beautiful tissues that were supporting him through this interesting little life journey, this journey of health. And we thank his beautiful body for sharing that, for knowing exactly what to do, for creating the opportunities here. Thank you, George's body. Thank you, George. And as we hold those tissues as the perfection of what they're supposed to be doing and appreciate that beautiful body, and those cells start to dance, dance for us. They dance in the light of appreciation, and that dance creates an opportunity for health and balance here. And as we see that health and balance grow, the light grows. And as the light grows, more health and balance is available here. And we see this as an opportunity moving forward for George to continue to feel this dance, the dance of health. And we say yes. Thank you, Nicole. And we move to Cheryl. We're going to pray for the farmers in the Midwest. It's been raining and snowed a couple times. The ground is too wet for farmers to get in the fields and pick the crops. It's been a tough year for the farmers. It would be awesome if they could get into their fields and harvest as much as possible, as soon as possible. Okay, so let's pray for these wonderful, hardworking farmers in the Midwest there. And we just thank the soil, and we thank Gaia for the opportunity she's given us to deliver the fruits and the foods of the earth that nourish all of us. And we hold these farmers as we hold them as the salt of the earth, as the people that are doing good work. Good intention, good work ethic, important work ethic. And we just thank them. And we just hold these farmers as the light that they are. Another perfect divine emanation of source energy moving through three dimensions. Living their lives, having their juicy life adventures, through playing with the earth, through playing with Gaia. And Gaia has given them a few bits of contrast lately to play with. And we see the divine dance in all of it. And we thank Gaia for that dance. And we say that nothing is amiss or wrong here. All is well. And we thank everyone for their part. And we see that that appreciation creates openings. Thank you, beautiful Gaia, and thank you, amazing farmers, for showing up in this beautiful dance of life. Thank you both so much. Thank you. Thank you for your partnership that sometimes seems challenging. And we know that there's rhyme and reason for all. And we just see the dance and know that it's a dance of light, a dance of divine love. And we thank all of it. We thank the fields. We thank the crops. We trust the yields. Yeah, we just hold all of it as a perfect dance. And thank all of it for showing us, once again, the perfection of the dance, of the contractions and the expansions of life. And we thank those beautiful farmers, and we see each one of them as a beautiful light traveling through their little piece of Gaia in an interesting, sometimes tension-filled drama with Gaia. And we thank both. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Gaia. Thank you, Mother Earth. Thank you, Gaia. Thank you, beautiful Mother Earth. And we just hold that as perfect. Okay, so we move to, did we do Cheryl already? Yeah, Cheryl. Thank you, Cheryl, for that prayer. And we move now, looks like we're on the last prayer. Oh, and we actually started with Cecilia because we missed her last time. So that's actually the end of our prayer circle. That's a long one today. So thank you, everyone, for that. And let's just feel into all of those beautiful souls that we prayed for. See the beautiful dance of the divine in all of those stories and all of their energies and how it beautifully reflects our own divine light. And as we see the perfection in all, we can see the perfection in our own lives. And we know that no one is misbehaving, that nothing is amiss or broken, and that all is perfect in this beautiful dance of life that we are on together. And as we experience each of those lives, they touch us and allow us to experience the light. And we thank everyone. Thank you all for joining me today. And I'm going to go ahead and unmute the lines. Thank you, folks.
Wow, Jennifer. What you did in the beginning of the call with the James Ray prayer, I wish we could just, I know we already did broadcast it. I just wish that we could somehow extract that and put it on YouTube and, you know, on some of these sites for people who are really struggling with what is going on there to have some broader perspective.
Yeah, I need to think about that because the energy is really kind of intense around it, and it feels like I'd rather keep it within our group for now.
Yeah,
because
yeah,
we definitely created a shift.
That as a vision
we created that as a shift. So,
wow.
Yeah, I think I'll send something out to our membership, and I may just hold it within our group for now.
Thank you.
And because
thank
we've definitely helped to create a shift, and I'm not sure if you know that we have a higher vibrating energy. in our membership.
Yeah, and people may not feel it from that same place.
And it might be misconstrued. And so I would rather keep it as the pure vision that it really is for now.
Well, I just want to thank you for that, Jennifer, because that was what, you know, many of us have been feeling in our hearts. And the way that spirit flowed through you in that expression, it was just profoundly moving.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you. Yeah, that was good. So I'm actually going to extract that prayer and send it to the membership so that the whole membership is working with it.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. I love you all, and I will see you all later.
I love you, and thank you for your transparent journey with Genpo yesterday. Oh, my gosh. I only got the first half hour before Mary's call, but
yeah.
I'm so excited to hear
Oh, my God. It's off the charts. I mean, I cannot believe how great it was.
I had chills just in the short part I was there,
yeah.
And I love how you play with your parts of you, and it's so sweet to have you be the one that he works with, because you have a way of languaging what you're feeling and hearing that is just easy, really easy to get.
Oh, cool. Oh, that's great. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah.
That's really neat. Well, thanks, honey.
Jennifer.
Okay, guys. Love you. Bye now.
Love you, too. Bye.
Thank you.
The conference is now completed. Goodbye.